The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include blues, folk punk, klezmer, mariachi, Leonard Bernstein, and a whole lot more. To honor the centennial of composer Leonard Bernstein's birth this summer, the 2018 Bard Summerscape Festival is presenting the first major revival of the composer's Peter Pan. Originally an Edwardian play by Scottish dramatist J.M. Barrie, Peter Pan, or The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up, owes its status as an enduring children's classic chiefly to two popular American adaptations, the 1953 Disney animation and 1954 Broadway musical. Yet, the post-war years yielded an earlier American adaptation too, a Broadway show that opened in 1950 and ran for 321 performances, with music and lyrics by Leonard Bernstein. Presented complete in an intimate new chamber arrangement, this psychologically gripping treatment reveals the childhood fantasy's darker side. Peter Pan is at the Fisher Center at Bard College now through July 22nd. Leonard Bernstein is also on the menu at Tanglewood this weekend, too. First, though, you have to eat your vegetables in the form of Wagner's Siegfried Idyll, performed tonight at 8, along with Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 27 in B-flat K-595, the composer's final work in the genre, featuring Paul Lewis at the keyboard. On Saturday night at 8, Andras Nelsons conducts a semi-stage version of Puccini's opera La Bohème. Then, on Sunday at 2:30 p.m., Andras Nelsons and the BSO play works by Beethoven, Mendelssohn, and Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms. Shamika Copeland has opened for the Rolling Stones, headlined the Chicago Blues Festival, scored Critics' Choice Awards on both sides of the Atlantic, shared the stage with such luminaries as Buddy Guy, B.B. King, and Eric Clapton, and has even performed at the White House for President and Mrs. Obama. The daughter of the late Texas blues guitar legend Johnny Clyde Copeland has won several W.C. Handy Awards and Blues Music Awards, and she was even nominated for a Grammy Award for her patented blend of modern blues, funk, soul, and R&B, which she will bring to Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9 p.m. Speaking of Grammy Awards, Latin Grammy winners Mariachi Flor de Toluaque, an all-female mariachi group, brings its diverse blend of cultural backgrounds to create a fresh take on traditional Mexican music to PS21 in Chatham, New York on Saturday at 8 p.m. And finally, Yidstock, the festival of new Yiddish music, emphasizing the new in its title this year, with a lineup comprised almost entirely of performers new to Yidstock audiences, including David Krakauer, one of the world's great klezmer clarinetists and bandleaders, and Beyond the Pale, Canada's premier Jewish roots music outfit. Also making their Yidstock debuts this summer during the 7th annual Yidstock, taking place at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Mass. Today through Sunday are Yiddish art singer Heather Klein with Joshua Horowitz, vocalist Anthony Mordechai Tzvi Russell, and Ladino fusion vocalist Sarah Aroeste, who happens to call the Berkshires home, in a specially commissioned program exploring the Yiddish-Ladino connection. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.